Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Mom Accountant Talk Podcast. Today we're going to be continuing our trend talking about some budgeting and basic financial planning tools for you guys. So today's topic is Financial Planning Basics, Personal Finance 101. So financial planning is a big concept that includes things like budgeting, retirement planning, saving, insurance, and getting out of debt. You don't, however, need to be a financial planning expert to have a firm grasp on what each of these concepts means and how they impact you. Use this guide to gain a deeper understanding of how they work together to lay the groundwork of a solid financial foundation for you and your family. Number one, let's talk about budgeting. At the very basic level of personal finance, you should understand the need for and value of a budget. A budget or spending money is a roadmap for telling your money what to do each month. At its simplest, a budget lists how much money you have coming in compared to what is going out each month. Creating a detailed and written budget allows you to make smarter decisions with your finances on a daily basis. When you're faced with spending money on something, a budget requires you to stop and think about the purchase. You realize that by spending the money in one area, you won't have to spend or save elsewhere. When you create a budget, you begin to see a clear picture of how much money you have, what you spend it on, and how much, and if any, is left over. Ideally, you'll have a surplus left over, which you could use to save for retirement, build up your emergency fund, pay down debt, or apply to your financial goals. The simplest way to create a budget is on paper, but you can also use a budgeting spreadsheet software or budgeting app to get the job done. If it's your first time budgeting, consider testing out different approaches each month to find the one that best suits your needs and your style. Number two, cutting expenses. After you've successfully created a basic budget, you'll have a much better understanding of where your money goes and where you can possibly trim expenses. For many people, this is as simple as cutting back on some of the little things that add up. For others, it may mean taking a closer look at spending to make a deeper cut in order to create a wider gap between monthly inflows and outflows. For example, some of the smaller variable expenses you may consider eliminating include unnecessary subscription services or reoccurring memberships you don't use. Bigger cuts could result from refinancing your mortgage or wiping out an entire spending category, such as dining out. Why is reducing expenses important? Three reasons. First, it can free up more money in your budget, so you're less inclined to rely on credit cards or loans to cover spending gaps. Second, if you have debt, adding extra money back into your budget can help you pay it off faster. And third, having extra money can help you boost your emergency fund or grow your retirement savings. Number three, getting out of debt. Even after creating a sound budget and cutting unnecessary expenses, you may still find yourself with lingering debt to get rid of. Using credit and taking on some debt itself isn't necessarily a bad thing, but when you can't keep up with the payments or borrow more than you can afford to pay back, you get in trouble. Cutting out debt becomes even more difficult when you're facing a high interest rate on credit cards or loans. One of the most important steps in getting out of debt is to pay more than the minimum amount due each month. Even a modest credit card balance can take over a decade to pay off if you simply pay the minimum amount due because of the interest and finance charges. That could end up costing you thousands of dollars that could be better used towards saving. Giving the snowball method a try or looking at a credit card balance transfer could help you get out of debt sooner. Number four, saving for retirement. With fewer companies offering full pension plans and the uncertainty of CPP, it's more important than ever to save and plan for your own retirement. Unfortunately, many people feel that they simply don't have enough money left over each month to save. That, however, can be costly if you delay saving until later in your life because it means missing out on the power of retirement savings, the power of compounded interest. Retirement savings need to become a priority instead of an afterthought. The CRA has been saving for retirement. They make it even more attractive with special tax advantage accounts such as TFSAs and RRSPs. These accounts allow for tax deductions, credits, and even tax-free earnings on some retirement savings. If you're saving for retirement yet, revisit your budget to see if you can include room for it. Number five, insurance. You've created a budget, cut expenses, eliminated your credit card debt, and have started saving for retirement, so you're all set, right? While you've definitely come a long way, there's one important aspect of your finances that you need to consider: insurance. You've worked hard to build a solid financial footing for you and your family, so it needs to be protected. Accidents and disasters can and do happen. If you aren't adequately insured, it could leave you in financial ruin. You need insurance to protect your life, your ability to earn income, and to keep a roof over your head. Life insurance, disability insurance, and homeowners insurance can help with those scenarios. One question you may have is, what kind of life insurance do I need? Term offers you a set period of time. Permanent insurance covers you for life, with some policies offering the benefit of cash value accumulation. Permanent life insurance, however, can be more expensive than term insurance. When choosing between the two, it's important to consider which one is the best fit for you and your financial goals. So, that is a quick run through of some basic financial planning tips. I'm going to be continuing this trend probably for the next week or so, with more topics coming in that tie in together with this. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I can't wait to talk to you guys soon.